Daf is Daf Lamed Hey. So we got to the bottom of Lamed Dal Lamed Beis, the last eight lines or so, right after the Mishnah. The Gemara begins. Tani Rabbi Abohu Kame de Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Abohu taught a Brisa, is a Brisa that appears in Masechah Shabbos as well. Kol Makalklin Baturin. All the Makalklin, all acts of Kilkul on Shabbos, a destructive act, is Pater from Misa, because all Melacha Shabbos has to be the Tikkun, has to be something positive, constructive. So Kol Makalkalin, all the different Makalkalin, all the destructive acts are actually Pater. Chutz Mechovel Mavir, with the exception of Chovel, hitting, wounding someone, and Mavir, burning something, those are the two exceptions that although they're destructive, they're Kilkul, they're still Chayv in those. That's the statement that was said by Rabbi Abohu. So Amrle, Pok Tani the Bra, this Brisa should be thrown out. Pok, take it outside. Chovio Mavir, Eino Mishnah. These exceptions are not really taught. Chovio Mavir are not exceptions. They are actually Pater as well. Kol Makalkin Paturin, across the board. Vim Tim Salomar Mishnah, if you want to say that these things are actually taught, that they are actually Chayv, the person does Chovio Mavir. Chovio B'tzarach Lekalbo, Umavir B'tzarach Lafram. It has to be a case where they do a chavala in order to, it's also constructive. The chavala is for the purpose of drawing blood out to give the dog to lick, or to burn something where there's a need for the afer, where you need the ashes. Let's say for a refuah, ashes help for a refuah sometimes. So when it's a kilkul that's done, amnas latakin, it's done with the attention of a constructive intention, fixing something. That's the only way you could be chayiv for chovel mavi, even though again inherently they are kilkulim. If it's done v'tikun, it'd be chayiv. So Gemara now quotes our Mishnah from yesterday. Tanan shesharo shehidlik as a gedush b'shabes chayiv. If my ox, let's say, burns my friend's property, I'm chayiv to pay. V'hu shehidlik as a gedush b'shabes pater. But if I myself light the fire on Shabbos and ruin his property, I'm pater. Because we said, come live with the Rabbi Minei, I'm chayiv for burning something on Shabbos, a chiyav misa. So that chiyav misa exempts me from the chiyav mammon for burning his property. So this comparison of a shor is chayiv, but I'm pater. The katani hu dum yo desharo. And we're comparing them together. It's the same exact case, the shor the way he acts and the way I act. Meaning what? Ma sharo dulo kebayle. Just like when the shor burns my friend's property, he doesn't need the ashes. What is the ox going to do with ashes? He just does it. Afu nami dulo kebayle. So too, when I burn my friend's yard, it's when I don't need the ashes. And yet, even though I don't need it, even though it's a pure kilkel, the katani pater, I'm pater from the mamon bipnei shehud nidon benafsho, because I'm chai benefesh, I'm chai misa. So what comes out from this? I'm chai misa for burning, even though I don't need the afer. So that goes against what we said above. We said above, you're only chai mavir when you tzarach l'afro. But in this case, I'm chai mavir, even if I don't need it. Just like the shor doesn't need the afer, so do I don't need the afer, yet I'm still chai misa. So we see that's true, that by mavir you are chai misa across the board. And Gemara says, you have it all wrong. Lo. Shoro dum yodidei. It's not that I, as a person, am similar to the shore, but it's that the shore is similar to me as a person. Meaning what? Mahu de kabayle. Just like when I burn something, I don't do things just to be destructive. I do things because I need to. I need something out of this. So when I burned my friend's property, I needed the ashes, and that's why I'm chayv. It was a mavir litzarcho. I needed it for the ashes. So too, af shoro de kabayle. It must be where the shore also somehow, and for some reason, burnt the property for some need.
The shor had in mind. Ah. He's going to burn this property. We're giving the shor that much credit now.
Ah, so we ask the question. Very good. Shor, hechem ishkach. So how do you find a shor that does something for a purpose? It knows it needs the ashes for something? What's going on here? So Amar Le Rav Avia, hacha b'mayaskinen. What are we dealing with here? Bishor pikeach. A very smart Rashi says, a shor chacham. A wise shor. Where it says, sha'al salo nishicha begavo. Someone bit the shor. Actually, a few cases like this in Gemara talks about such a shor. So she'also lo nishicha b'gavo. Some animal bit the shore in the back. So it has a cut. The kabay lemiklei. So this shore wanted to burn some ashes, burn something to create ashes. Vignat der bekutma, and to roll over in the ashes to get his back covered in the ashes as some form of healing. So that's the case. That's the type of shore we're dealing with here. So yes, the shore did have some kavana. It kabay lemiklei. It needed the ashes. So, Minaya Donan de la Basa de Kalya Kimnagir Mekudma. And how does the shor know that after it burns it, it should roll around in ashes? Umika kiai gavna, does such a shor exist? Does such a smart shor?
Is it umina yadina, my question over there, and then and filibuster, is that an answer? Or is that one?
Yeah, that's how the English
is. Separate, so what's the question? Look at Rashi. Umina yadinan. Umina yadinan dilahachi ichavin. How do you know that this was the kavana of the shor? Disrech lashmina and masnisin, that the Mishnah has to teach us, da'af agav demari kiai gavna miftar. Even though a person who were to do this is pater, havishur chayiv, di mistama afil marinami mechayiv ilo yadin and beidetzarch lafrei. So if the person doesn't know this and he burnt ashes, so he wouldn't be chayiv either because it wasn't tzarch lafro. Vein kan yesh chiyah chayiv al maisa shor pater al maisa atzmo. So what are you saying here? So how do you know this? So how do we know that the shor had intentions for this? That it was really the kavana, he wanted to burn it. The fact that he burnt it, then after it started rolling around in the ashes, what type of shor does that? It must be the shor had that in mind the whole time, to burn it, kidei, to roll around in it. Okay.
We don't say kidlein in Rabbanei is be'idna.
Be'idna. No, normally we do say be'idna. Yeah, it is be'idna.
You could say that it's not over here.
So no, here it is, because the moment the I burn the property, I'm getting a chiv misa of havara, and it's also mazik the guy's property. It is be'idna. Umik, does such a shore exist? It knows what to do. In such a shore does exist. Tiahu Torah, there's a shore to have a bay rapapa in the house of rapapa. To have a kibin leichinche, his teeth, his gums were hurting him. Ail upaske linizisa, he went over and took a bite out of a barrel of beer. Vishasa shichra, and he began to drink the beer. Vitzay, apparently the beer is good for the teeth. Yeah, is it? Yeah, it's good for everything. Good for everything. It numbs you. And obviously, so numbed his pain. So he clearly knew what he was doing. So too, such a shor knows, again, it seems more sophisticated to burn something and roll around the ashes than just drinking some beer. But either way, we find that some shor, some oxen are somewhat intelligent. Amri Rabbanan kamid Rapapa. Rabbanan said in front of Rapapa, mi matiz amris sharo dumyo didei. Can you really say they're talking about a shor who has the same or at least similar intelligence of the person himself? V'hokatani, doesn't the Braisa tell us shoro shibayish pater? When a shor embarrasses, with the example we gave, when a shor, let's say, spits at a person, he embarrasses him, the shor or the baal shor is pater. But who shibayish? But if the individual spits at another individual, so then I'm chayiv. So now are we saying, now through this comparison, so it has to be sharo dumyo didei, that the shor is similar to me. Niskavin the bayish hecha miskachasla. Miskachasla. How do you find where shor intentionally embarrassed the person? So again, I don't know why that's so crazy. We said above that the shor is able to burn something into great ashes, but now it's a new level apparently to have the intention to embarrass someone. That's a new level. So Gemara says...
There is a difference. There is a difference.
Yeah?
The difference is the animal itself could have its own feeling, how to cure it, you know, how to...
It's very self-centered.
It knows how to, you know, how to take care of it.
Uh-huh, okay.
So maybe whatever, go figure. But when you spit at somebody, that's like a whole different world.
Uh-huh.
You know, now it's like, I don't like you. You know, is this the surest concept? Burning because he's in pain.
Right.
I mean, that's what the Gemara is telling you, that uh-huh. He's in pain, he wants to roll down. Probably, you know, whatever, it's an inborn
uh-huh.
characteristic as they roll in ashes.
Uh-huh, okay. It is very deep. I agree.
You know, they roll in ashes. It's an inborn thing.
It's a different level. Spit
at somebody. That's like, that puts them at the same right. level as a human.
It's like we're asked, hey, Chumash Kachsa, how do you find this? So it must be, says the Gemara, Kigon Shiniskavein Lahozik. It's where the shore did not have intention to embarrass, but it did have intention to damage. And we have a klal when it comes to a person as well. The Damar Mar, we saw this earlier. This was Daf Chav Zayin. Niskavein Lahozik. Let's say a person has intent to damage. Ava Pish Lo Niskavein Levayish. Even though he did not have intent to embarrass, but he had intent for that Maisa. If that Maisa also produced a certain level of Busha, then I would be responsible for the Busha. So here too, the shor had intent, Kavanas Lahazik. We know shores and animals do have intent to damage. That's the definition of Karen. Karen is Kavanas Lahazik. So it had intent for this Maisa. It didn't have intent for the result of Busha, but if it does generate Busha, so then the Baal Shor, in theory, could be Chayiv, but the Mishnah tells us he's Pater. But that's the parallel case of a Shor being Mevayish to an Adam being Mevayish, whereas Kavanas Lahazik, even though there's no Kavanas Levayish. That's according to, who is that? who gives the answer? The Gemara, Stam Gemara. But the Rava Amar, Rava says, Amar Masnisin B'Shogig. No, our whole discussion of the Mishnah is a case of Shogig, where you burn the Gedish B'Shogig. The Kedetana, the Bechizkia, in general, there's a whole discussion, where the discussion come with the Rabbi Mene, where do you find them? Which parak? A little bit, not really. No. No. Third parak of Ksubis. Third parak of Ksubis. All coming around. It's all there. Elan Aris. That's the discussions. So one of the very important brises that appears there in many places in Shas is this Tanit Bechizkiah. Normally we assume Kamleb the Rabbi Mine means if I'm Chai Misa, which means I did it Bemezid, so then it exempts me from any Mammon. You're referring to the Ramban probably at the beginning of Makos maybe. It's a famous Ramban in the first Makos. But Kamleb the Rabbi Mine, but let's say I do something B'Shogeg. So I'm not getting a Chai Misa by doing something B'Shogeg. I get a chiv carbon chatas, but there's no chiv misa. But Tanit Bechizkiah, as we're about to see, says when I do a Misa, that if done b'mezid is misa, but I'm doing it b'shogeg, even that maisa b'shogeg will exempt me from the p'tur. So there's a whole discussion, the chakir, the lumnus that exists, the two chakirs in Kamlev the Rabbi Mineh, but one of them are we viewing this as, is it a maisa or din bezin? What does that mean? Do we say that bezin is only allowed to give out one punishment at a time? So I can either give out misa as a bezin, or a moment, so I give the greater one. Or is it about a maisa? When I, forget the bezin, when I violate something b'maisa, then maisa can be defined as one action, a maisa misa or a maisa of mamon. So what's an afkamina? If it's b'shogeg. If it's all about bezin, so bezin doesn't carry out a shogeg. If I'm doing b'shogeg, there's no misa for bezin to give out. But they can give out mamon, so the chorai should be chayiv mamon. But if it's about my action, forget bezin, my action, if I do a maisa, a severe maisa, even though it may not result in misa, it's only b'shogeg, but it's a severe maisa of Chil Shabbos, then that will override the smaller result of the mamon. That's a one nafkamina, but we normally assume, like this Tanit Bechizkiah, that even done b'shogeg, it exempts the mamon. Let's see that. The Tanit Bechizkiah, Maka Adam Maka Behema. Pasuk compares hitting an animal, a person who hits an animal, to a person who hits a person. The Pasuk says, Make behema yishal menu. If I hit an animal, I pay the damage. Make adam yumas, but if I hit a person, I kill him. And it really should be, if I kill an animal, I pay for it. If I kill a person, I have to be killed for that. It's a misa. So what's the comparison of hitting an animal, killing an animal, to killing a person, says the Gemara. Make adam make behema. Ma makeh behema, just like when I kill an animal, lo chelkas bay, there's no difference. Bein shogeg ben mezid, whether I did this on purpose or accidental. Bein miskavin l'shem miskavin, whether I had intent or no intent. Bein derech yirida, whether it was a downwards thrust with derech aliyah or an upwards thrust. The potum mamon, I can never be potter. Ela l'chayv mamon, I'm chayv in every case of killing an animal because adam muad li'olam. As a person, I'm always considered muad. I'm chayv for no matter what I did, whether I'm awake, whether I'm asleep. I'm always chayv. There's no distinction by killing an adam, by killing a behema. So too by this hekesh, so ah, maka adam, when I kill a person, the tachlok, bo, there's no difference. Bein shogig le mezid, bein miskavin le shem miskavin, bein derech rida le derech aliyah, le chay mamon el potem mamon. I'm putter in paying any damage that's taken place when I kill a person, if I rip his shirt. I'm always potter for any mamon, any monetary damage, even if I actually am not getting a misa. Even if I killed him b'shogeg, I'm always potter b'mamon. So we see a maisa b'shogeg, we're also going to apply kamle b'the rabbi b'name. So that being the case, so now our Mishnah is no longer a problem. The shoro did not do anything intentionally. It was not talking about a shor chacham, where he wanted to burn something. I didn't want to burn either. It was done b'shogeg, I burned the gedish. And that's what the case we're talking about here, according to Rava. So Gemara says, Amru le Rabban and the Rabban to Rava now. Mimat is mokbis le b'shogeg. Can you really say that our Mishnah from yesterday is really a case of shogeg where I did this accidentally? V'hab mipnei nidam b'nafsho katani. It says the reason why I'm pater is because I get nidam b'nafsho, because I'm being judged with misa. I have a chiyah misa on me, which is only done b'mezid, not b'shogeg. To which the Gemara answers, no, hachi kamar. Kamen di b'mezid nidam b'nafsho, since if done on purpose, I would get chiyah misa. So then, if done b'shogeg, even though it's done b'shogeg, I get a p'tur as well. V'heichi dami, what's the case where I would be yichiv misa if I did b'mezid? The kabai l'afra, where I needed the ashes, I burnt it for the ashes, I burned the gedish because I wanted the ashes, that's the tzarcho. Hashu b'shogeg pater, so too, when I do this burning act accidentally, I'd be pater in mamon as well. And that's exactly the case of Tana the Bechizkiah, that even maisa b'shogeg would result in a p'tur mamon, kamle b'di rabbi mine. Okay. Mishnah says, Shor Shai Rodif Achas Shor Acher. You have one ox chasing another act, another ox. Huzak. And the nirdaf, the one that's being chased, he trips and he gets hurt. So now, whose fault was that? I remember my brothers once chased me down the stairs when I was younger, and I slipped on the stairs. He didn't touch me. He was trying to catch me. I slipped, and I split open my lip. So who's responsible? Is he responsible because he was chasing me, but I end up slipping on the stairs? So the shore that's being chased after, he slips, and he gets damaged from the floor, from the rock. So who's chayiv here? So the Gemara says they have an argument. Ze omer shor chahizik. So the Nizak says, your ox was a shor mazik. He gored my shore. Not true. He slipped. My shore was chasing him, but the damage took place because your shore was clumsy and slipped and hurt itself. So what's the lacha? Who has to pay? Or does he have to pay or not have to pay? We have the klal, hamotzi, mechaveir, alav haraya. You have to bring a proof. So if the nizak, who got a damage, has a damaged shore now, can't bring proof, the shore hamazik has no obligation to pay.
Bring proof that what?
That it was the shore hamazik gave him the damage. At Gordon, I think, no?
Is that it, or is he saying bring proof that's because you're sure that he did pay?
They tripped?
It's not really answering the underlying question.
I mean, you don't know what happened here. It sounds like
the agreement didn't actually gore him.
Yeah, that's not the machlok. Is what happened, Matthias?
You know that thing that we just seen.
It says so. Right. It doesn't say gore.
Mm-hmm.
Buzak.
Let's see.
Right. It says buzak there.
Yeah. It's unknown how
the damage happened. So what's the claim? So Adam, is it a claim that he only slipped because your shore is chasing him? Or he actually hit him? I can't imagine that you'd be responsible if my shore is chasing your shore and your shore slips without my shore touching it. I can't imagine you'd be chayiv by chasing down. I would imagine the shore has to actually hit the shore for there to be chayiv.
If a person is chasing another person, the other person is running and he runs in front of a car, unfortunately.
I don't think the chaser is chayiv in that case. The road Davis.
It's
indirect. It was indirect. It might be a case of grumma. That'd be grumma, garmi situation. Okay, I'm not sure. I think it's a claim that your shur mamish was mazig my shur. But okay, either way, I agree. There's no indication from Rashi here. We're looking on the side whether what exactly the taina is. Then the Mishnah says, Hayushnaim rode to an achar echad. Let's say there are two oxen chasing one ox. Echad, ze omer shor chahizik, ze omer shor chahizik. So now the two owners of the shore, the chasing shores, Reuven and Shimon, both, each of their shores are chasing Levi's. Reuven says, Shimon, is your shore that damaged him? And Shimon says, Reuven, no, is your shore that damaged. So they're arguing about which one it was. So the Mishnah says on the top of Amar Beis, now Shnei and Peturim, both are pater, because again, there's no raya here, who's motzi mechavei, alav haraya. But let's say it's a case, im hayu shneim shel ish echad, let's say both oxen that are running are both owned by one person. I own both of these oxen, and then the shame chayavim. So then I'm both chayav because they're both mine. So either way, whether one is this one chayav or that one's chayav, I own both of them. So I have the responsibility of paying. Gemara is willing to explain what that means. Because it's two owners.
No, but
we weren't sure which ox caused
the first case. He chased after him, and whatever, something happened. The second is, both chased after him and something happened.
Yeah, but I don't know I don't know which shore gored though. Was it my shore that gored? That's okay. We're quite a case where there's damage now. Two are chasing afterwards, and it damages the other one. So which one was it? Sure.
It's the difference.
Are you shnayim odfim achal echad?
Right, and then again, fill in the blank. That then the shore got damaged. The mission doesn't say it has to be the case. Otherwise, what's the discussion?
Same thing.
Not the same thing. No. The shore is nagach the other shore. Okay. So now the question is, whose shore was it? Was it my shore that it was mazik, or was it your shore? We don't know, so no one pays. But if both shores, both shvarim are owned by me, so then I have to pay because I'm the owner. Mar will explain a little further about this. Let's say I had one big shore, one small shore chasing the nizak, the shore that gets damaged. So nizak omer gadol hizik. The Nizak says the larger one was the one was mazik, because the reason why he preferred that. Look at Rashi. Rashi says gadol hizik b'yesh begufo shaveh chatzi nezek, because there's more to collect from. Because when it comes to shor tam, you collect from the shor mazik himself, that animal. So if there's a larger animal, there's more to collect from. If there's a small animal, so maybe you could get capped off. Let's say I'm owed $100, but the shor that was matzik was only worth $50, so I can only collect half of that amount. I'm losing out a lot. So Gemara now says, no, but the matzik says, Omer lo kila katan hizik. No, my smaller shor was the one that killed or damaged your shor. Let's say it's a case, echa tam echad muad. One of my shvarim was an innocent animal, it was a tam only, the other one was a muad. So Nizak Omer Muad, he wants the full payment, because if the shor Muad damage, he gets the Nezek Shalim. But V'ha Mazik Omer Lo Kila Tam Nizak, the Tam, you only get half the damage. So all these cases, we say, Amotzi Mechaveir Alav Harai, you have to bring proof. So you pay the smallest amount, and if the Nizak wants to get more, he has to prove that which one it was. Hayu Nizak in Shnaim, let's say there were two Shvarim that were damaged. Echa Gadav Echa Katan. V'mazik in Shnaim and Echa Gadav Echa Katan. So now they're two against two. Two damaged Shvarim. One's big, one's small. And they're two damaging shvarim. One was big, one was small. So now the question becomes, Hanitzak Omer, Gadol Hizik Esa Gadol V'Katan Esa Katan. The bigger one damaged the bigger one. The smaller one damaged the smaller one. And the Mazik Omer, Lo Ki Ela Katan Esa Gadol V'Gadol Esa Katan. Now, doing the math, this works out better. You know, the Gadol is better for the Nizak as opposed to the Mazik, because the katan has less damage, so you need only less from the small animal to collect from. And the gadol that got damaged has more to collect, so you have a large animal to collect from. But if you switch around for the mazik, he wants the other way around. Because let's say the gadol had a big damage, but the katan caused that damage, there's a much smaller cap on that one. And the katan, which received less damage, you have a big animal, but you only have to collect this much from the big animal. So that's certainly beneficial for the mazik to say the other way around. So, Gemara says now, Echad tam, echad muad. Let's say one of them is a tam, one is a muad. Hanizak omer ha muad hizik is a gadol, because the gadol has greater damage to it, so it wants to collect the full amount of that larger animal that was killed or damaged. And the tam was just a gadol, and the tam animal, the tam shor, had damaged my small animal, so there's less of a loss for him. And the mazik says the other way around. Omer lo ki el tam is a gadol, a muad is a katan, a motzi mechaveir al haraya. We have many different circumstances, situations here, that we just apply the same halach of hamotzi mechaveir alav haraya. Gemara now says, "Amar Rabbi Echia bar Abba Zosamer." This comes to teach you chalukin alav chaveirav al sumchus. Sumchus had a certain opinion, and his friends, his chavrusas, argued on him. What does sumchus hold? Gemara's in Bamitzi as well teaches this well. The Amar mamon hamuta b'savik chalukin. He holds whenever there's a doubt when it comes to mamonis, he always split. So in this case, he wouldn't say you're free. They're arguing what happened, so they have to split the costs here. But Rashi says here, does Rashi explain further? That doesn't say. But either way, when our Mishnah keeps applying halacha motzi mechaveir haraya, Simchas wouldn't say that. He would say, whatever that machlokas is, you just split the difference. So Amar le Rabbi Abba bar Mamel le Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Simchas Afilu bari would Simchas even say to split it when both opinions are betors vadai bari they both say the taina is a full taina, and this one says the guy says you're sure is mazik my sure I but bari, and that guy says no it wasn't my sure you guys the sure slipped on the rock there. And bari will he still say chalkin mama muta basavik chalkin? The Gemara says yes, I'm really in, yes he says it. Amar Simchas afilu bari, even in a case where both bali dinim are saying bevadai, you would still apply the din of split the costs. So now the Gemara wants to know, mimai demasnisin bebari hu. How do you know that our mishnah is a case where they're both tainas, the tainas bari? The katani, ze omer shorchar hizik, demer loki vechule. One says that you're sure damaged my shor. The other guy says, no, it didn't. I saw him, he slipped on the rock. So Gemara says, that's how we know our mishnah is talking about a case of bari.
What's the svara that you're left to say mamon mutavasav chokin by bari?
The if it was shema v'shema, so that's mamish the whole thing's in suffik, so we'd say that makes sense of chokin. So once it's bari, so then what would the svara be? I'm trying to remember the Gemara's Babatsia. We don't want the chote niskar might be part of the issue also. But why is that chained by bari? Let's see, did Rashi explain this? I'm not sure. No. Fine, let's go vice. We're building up a question now. So how do you know the Mishnah is a case of bari? Maskela Rav Papa of Midiresha Bari Bari. From the fact that the Resha is Bari Bari, like we just said, so it must be also that Seifa Nami Bari Bari is a Seifa also case of Bari Bari. And therefore what? Let's see. If that's the case, so then Ema, you should read them as Seifa as follows. Ema Seifa Haya Echad Gadol Vecha Katan. Nizak Omer Gadol Hizik Umazik Omer Lokila Katan Hizik. Or it's Echad Tam Vechad Muad Nizak Omer Muad Hizik Vamazik Omer Lokila Tam Hizik. And we fly Hamotzi Mechaveir Lav Haraya. But Ha Lo Maisi Raya, if there is no Raya that's being brought, Shakel Kidamar Mazik. So then you would go according to what the Mazik says. Meaning what? That you don't collect it and you take the smaller amount, like the Mazik suggests. And now we could say, Nema Teve Tuyufta Diraba Barnasan. So what are we building up here? This is a long question here. Let's keep going now. So let's build up a question. This is Tuyufta Diraba Barnasan. Who holds Amar Tainu Chitim Vahodula Basarim? Let's say I say, you owe me Chitim. And you admit, no, I owe you some barley. You're potter. There's a general case of modus amixis. Modus amixis is, if I say you owe me $100, and you say, I owe you $50, that's called modus amixis. You're partially admitting, and that's chayv shvua. Pasuk says, ki uzeh, pasuk in mishpatim, you have to take a shvua of modus amixis. But let's say you're not admitting to that which I claim from you. I'm claiming chita, and you admit to only partially sarum, that's potter. So, according to this, what did he say? Why is this a different case here? How is this Akasha? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Pater, Afmi Dmei Sorim, Deha Amar Le Toveya Lav Sorim Yuhavlach, Vachuli Machal Gave. Because the Toveya didn't claim any barley. And he's being mocha by giving him the barley.
So Toveya here is arguing it was the Gadol, and he's saying that was the Katan. So because he didn't argue it's the Katan, why should he even collect from the Katan? He should give nothing.
So when I ask for one thing and you admit something else, so that's pater. But here we're saying if you admit to the katan, you actually are chayiv a partial amount. Is that what we're saying? How's the question in bari bari though? That's the point. If we're assuming that our mission is all that bari bari, you take that logic the entire way through. It turns out the way you have to, you're forced into reading the mission, it's going to affect some other halacha. So are we comfortable saying that there's this tiyufta on Rabba Bar Nasan, that this klal of Tanu Chitim v'hodu lo b'sarim pater? So we're not comfortable with that. And therefore, Ella must be the case b'bari b'shema. Our mission is not about bari bari at all. It's bari shema. And it's no raya for, it's not a question for simchas anymore. Dikamar bari man, dikamar shema man. Who's the one who's taking a bari taina? And who's the one making a shema taina? Who's saying this is for sure this way? And who's saying, I don't know, maybe it is. So if you read it this way, Inema dekamer nizak bari v'kamer mazik shema. Let's take the case where the nizak says, I know for sure this happened. That you're sure as mazik my sure. And the mazik says, I don't know, it's possible he slipped also. So if that's the case, if it's bari v'shema, then akati lema tevit yufta d'rabba bar nasan. It's still going to be kasha on him. Why? Why is it still going to be kasha on him? Where's this Rashi? That one? Okay, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ella, the Kamar Nizak Shema. That
one before.
Oh, the Kamar Nizak Barile, where the Nizak says, I know for sure that you're sure it's Mazik mine. Vafilu Hachi, still, Shakal Me'atam, you still collect from the Tam. Kol Shekain, to have a Tiyufta, the Rabba Barnasan, that's certainly going to be a Tiyufta. Because in the case of Bari Bari, we say Pater. So Bari Vishema, we should certainly say Pater as well. Right, even like exactly. Even the case where the Nizak, let's say in the case of the Mazik, let's call the Mazik is the one who says Sorin. Let's call it Nizak and Mazik. So I'm claiming Yomi Mani, I'm the Nizak, Yomi Mani, Chitim, and you admit Bibari, you admit to Sorin, so you're Pater in that case. So certainly if the Mazik admits to Shema, he should certainly be potter if he says only maybe he slipped on the rock. But our Mishnah says in the case of Shema, he's actually chayiv, even though he makes a tain of Shema. So certainly if he makes a tain of Bari, He should certainly be chayiv in that case if the matik's taina bari. That's a greater question.
Definitely agreeing to give something, is that the point? Because agreeing he did something wrong, is it something black from?
The case of bari is where I say, no, for sure the rock made him fall. Or I'm saying, for sure I owe you sorum, I don't owe you chita. So those cases, but now if I'm saying a case of Shema, where even if I say, maybe he slipped on the rock, maybe in that case, yet still, I'm...
We're talking about the case of the Tam, the Gadol and the Katan, the Tam.
I think it's all the cases we're talking about, no? Lav Dafka, Tam, and Gadol. I think it's any of the cases, any stage of the Mishnah. So if I'm saying again...
The case of the Kasha and Rabba Baranasam is Dafka, that case where you agree to something.
That's true. So I guess it must be a case of Tam and Muad, but you're admitting to something. So if I say maybe it was the Tam that caused the damage, not the Muad that caused the damage, so there, if I'm still chayv the smallest amount, even though B'Shema, that goes against Rabba Barnasan, who says, even a Tainas Bari, I'm Pater.
Because in a Tainas Bari, I'm agreeing I owe you something.
Right.
I'm certain I owe you sorrow.
And still you're Pater.
I'm not sure if I owe you what I owe you.
Exactly. Certainly you should be Pater. But yet the Mishnah says, you're chayv in the Tainas Shema. So it can't be the case of that. The Gemara says, last two narrow lines, Ella, the Kamar, Nizak, Shema, the Kamar, Mazik, Bari. Nizak says, I don't know. I think maybe maybe it was the Mu'ah that caused the damage. And the Mazik says, no, I know for sure it was the Tam that caused the damage. Umidaseifa, Nizak, Shema, Mazik. And Umidaseifa, Nizak, Shema, Mazik, Bari. From the fact that the Seif has to be that way, so it must be also that the Reish is also Nami, Nizak, Shema, Umazik, Bari. Nizak says, I don't know, maybe Yeshur caused damage to me. And the Mazik says, no, it was the Sela, it was the rock he slipped on. And Amar Simcha says, in that case, Afilu Baha, even in this case, Ditzech Lashminan Dilo. So what's he saying here? Even in that case, you have to teach the case here. Where's Rashi here? You see Rashi says, Reisha Nami Nizak? Omer Shema Shorcha Hizik? Madik says, no, Bari is clear to me that Sela Laka. V'chiafil hachi, kamar sumchas dechalkin. In this case, will sumchas even say you have to be, this case is mamon muta, but safek chalkin. Ditchech l'rabanin laflugei, lashminin delopligi. And the rabban have to say, no, we don't say chalkin, we say mosim echavei lev haraya. I understand when sumchas would say the case, Bari, they're both equal. Or Shem and Shemar, they're both equal. You would say, Mamon Amuta Basafek Chalkin, they both are holding equal weight, both sides. But one guy is Bari, who says he owes nothing. The guy's Shema, would he say, split the difference in that case? That they're both have to come along and say, no, even in that case we argue, say, Motzi Mechavei Lev Haraya, even Simchas would agree to say, Hamotzi Mechavei Lev Haraya in the case of Bari Vishema. Where again, the Mazik is Bari, I don't owe me money. And the Nizek's only Safek, whether you owe me money. The Bari says, lo. That can't be the case. What's the case then? It must be then where Seifa, the answer to Seifa is where Nizak Shema Umazik Bari. Nizak says, I don't know, maybe it was your Muad. And Mazik says, no, for sure it's my Tam. So from that case, Reisha is then Nizak is Bari, the opposite case, and Mazik would be Shema. So that's the case, has to be. So even though the Nizak is so sure that the Shura Mazik was damaging, and the Mazik isn't sure, so then Sumchas would say, Mamun Muta Basafik, Rabbanan say, Pligi. So that's the Chiddush. And then Gemara says, how could you have a case where one is Mazik Shema, the other case is Mazik is Bari? Halo Dami Reish L'Seif, they're two different scenarios. Don't we have to have a certain consistency throughout the Mishnah? I mean, they say, Bari Shema, Shema Bari Chad Milsehi. It's the same thing. Okay, you're switching sides, but there's the same exact theme of one party being Bari, one party being Shema. Have Bari, and Shemu Bari, Trey Milininu. Those are two different concepts. So therefore, we are comfortable saying that both scenarios are Bari Vishema, but who's playing which side, that switches, that's considered the same theme. That is consistent enough.
So Simplis holds in three of the four cases, okay. Bari, Shema, and Bari, when it's the Nizik, Tainin Bari, and the Mazik is Tainin Shema. The only one where Simchas is not saying Chalkin, the Gemara seemed to have a problem with, was when the Nizik was tining Shema and the Mazik was tining Bar.
But there's no owed money. There's no for sure owed money. Right. Gemara now says, two dots gufa. Amar Rabba Barnasan, Tanu Chitim, Vehodulo Basarun. So we said above that I claim from you, you owe me wheat, and you admit that you owe me only barley. So Pater, you're Pater for making a Shuas Modim Mixas. My Kamash Malamutza Chiddush here. We have a Tanina. Rabbi Bar Nassan, who's an Amora, wouldn't add a Chiddush that the Mishnah already teaches us. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah appears in Maseches Shavuos. Tanu Chitim Vahodu Labasorin. Pater, Mefurish Mishnah. How can Rabbi Bar Nassan repeat a Mefurish Mishnah? Ime Hasim, had we had that Mishnah alone, Hava Mina, I would have thought, Pater Midimei Chitin, Mechai Bidimei Sorin. I would think that your Pater, what it means Pater the Mishnah is, that your Pater from paying any amount of Chita, but you're chayiv to pay the sorin that's being admitted to. Kamash Milan, the part of the Gamri. We're seeing from here that he's part of the Gamri, from everything entirely. Even from paying the Dmei Sorin. Even though he admits to paying the Dmei Sorin, he's actually going to be Pater from paying the Dmei Sorin. Mar asks the question. Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Hayun Yizak and Shnaim, let's say there are two Shvarim that were damaged. Echad Gadol, Echad Katan, one big, one small, Vechulei. Hala Maisi Raya, so you bring a Raya to show which one damaged which. But if no Raya is being brought, so what do you say? Shakel could come or Mazik. You go based on what the Mazik says, which is the lower amount, where the Katan to the Gadol and the Gadol to the Katan, you go based on the Mazik, the lowest common denominator. Amai, why? Chitim Vesorin Ninu. So the Chitim Vesorin here, the same thing. I'm claiming one thing, and the Nizak claims something else, or two different claims. So we should say that I as the Mazik should be Pater from everything entirely. I'm saying the katan damaged the gadol. He says, no, the gadol damaged the gadol. I should be off the hook entirely. So the Gemara answers, Roy Veinlo. Sorry. So it says the Gemara again, Roy Litol Veinlo. He's Roy to take, but he doesn't take. Ein Echanami, you're right. Ein Echanami that he's supposed to take here, but he doesn't take Lamaisa. But then the Gemara says, meaning the Mazik really should pay money, but since the admission is not to what the tanya is being made, he's off the hook. But v'ha tanya, but doesn't the Bryce ask, doesn't the Bryce tell us, ha'reiz ha'mishalim al ha'katan min ha'gadol v'gadol min ha'katan? Doesn't it say that it's not simply roi litol ve'inlo, you actually do take. The Mishnah, the Bryce goes on to explain that the nizak is able to collect from the gadol for the katan. And he can collect from the katan for the gadol. He mamish does do tashlumim. It's not simply roi litol ve'inlo. Mara says that's the case to Tafas. If the Nizak were to take, meaning Mikar Din, the Mazik should pay, but since it's not, they're not talking apples to apples, so therefore he's Pater from paying. But in theory, he's owed money. He owes money to him. So he doesn't have to pay anything. But if the Nizak were to go ahead and take the shore as part of his payment, so then he's allowed to take the Katan for the Gadol and the Gadol for the Katan to the cap what he's supposed to, the amount that he's supposed to take. That's only Im Tafas. Misha says now, Tanan, Haya, Echa, Tam, Echa, Muad. Hanizak Omer Muad Hizik is a gadol, v'tam is a katan. So the Nizak says, my larger animal was damaged by your Muad. You pay me the full amount. And the Mazik says, no, Omer lo, kiel tam is a gadol. My tam damaged your larger animal. And my Muad damaged your katan. So we say, Amotzi mechaveyer lav haraya. Ha lo maisi raya, but if you don't bring a proof, shako kadamer Mazik. You go based on what the Mazik says, which is the lower amount of payment. Amai, same question. The Nizak claims one thing, the Mazik claims something completely different. Amai, chitin v'sorinu. It's the same idea. To which the Gemara answers, roi litov ein lo. No, you're right, the Mazik should pay, but since there's a technical problem here, they're talking about two different topics, therefore he's pasta from paying, even though in theory he should pay. V'hatanya, but doesn't the Braisa again say, ha'reza mishalim l'katim mu'ar l'gadim l'atam, the Maisa, you do actually pay? The Gemara answers the Tafas, that's the case where the Nizak took on his own, he was grabbing the Shur Tam, the Shur Muad. So then we say, you can work it out to keep it. Im Tafas, lo mafkinimine. But Mikar Din, we say, Roy Lital Ve'inlo. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.
A few points out. This Gemara seems to be so sort of Gemara said.